Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
Let's do our local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center.
We've gotten some, first let's go back to a couple days here too. So it's been some football coach movement at the high school level here. Memorial's going to be looking for a new head coach with Rob Scott going back to Superior. We know Fall Creek has got a new coach. Tyler's out. Marcus is in right now. And then in Cadots, you got a new head coach over there too, which I know is a little bit more in your coverage area.
Right. I guess we can start there with Cadot, but Todd Rickle taking over for Jeff Gadel. And Rickle was on the staff for Gadel the last couple of years. So, you know, I think one of the things that it sounds like the district really liked is that it doesn't sound like there's going to be a lot of turnover. And Cadot over the last few years has really done a good job of kind of reemerging as a solid program. I mean, remember, we're a little over a decade removed from them not having a varsity team.
Right.
And, you know, 2021, they made the playoffs for the first time in nearly 20 years. They won their first playoff game in a while in 2022. They won a playoff game again last year. Like, they've, you know, that coaching group has done a really good job of just reestablishing, you know, the Hornets program. And I think, this, you know, doing this was kind of, you know, hiring Rickle, a guy who went to school in Cadot and Cadot ties, coached all throughout that, you know, that program. It's all about just kind of continuing, you know, not just with him, but just with the other, you know, it sounds like pretty much all the other assistants are going to be back. So, you know, just kind of continuing the good, you know, kind of the good positive momentum they have.
Right.
You know, Rob Scott, you know, you mentioned going back to Superior. I mean, that was, he was up there, what, 20 years?
Yeah, I think he graduated
UW
Superior.
Long time assistant for Coach Bob DeMeyer up there, whom Bob DeMeyer had a lot of success with Superior. But, you know, it's an opportunity to go home. Like, it's an opportunity to go where you know most. And, like, that's... that can be a tough opportunity to turn down. And even though, you know, he mentioned, you know, when talking with, you know, various, you know, media, be it TV or, you know, newspaper or whatever, that, you know, he really, really liked Memorial. This is more, I mean, that's just kind of the opportunity of you only get a chance to go home like once.
Right.
So, and then in Fall Creek, I mean, you mentioned Tyler Mickelson had done such a good job of another one where kind of helping that program kind of retake that step to be competitive in a very competitive conference, in the Clover Belt. So, you know, that's you know, those are some bigger shoes to fill, but you know, that's a program that's definitely in the right going in the right direction.
I know Mark has been an assistant
exactly,
too,
so it's a bit similar to Cadot, where you have someone coming in there that's familiar with kind of the things that have been working, and I'm sure he'll probably put his own little, you know, tweaks on it, but still, like, you know, he's been a part of that forward momentum, and that's kind of big, and
right?
It's not just for the players, but also for the parents to see that,
right? And I know when you know, since we're talking coaches too, with Big Rivers, Coach Collins for Memorial Boys Hockey stepping down too, and his longtime assistant's going to be replacing there too. So, I mean, you got a lot of assistants now, kind of getting a chance to lead the program,
right?
And it sounds like Mike's staying with the program, but
just letting someone else be, you know, kind of take over the main reins, because there is, I mean, when you're the head coach, there's just a lot more you have to handle, and you know, sometimes, you know, that it's just, you know, you want to make that movie. You still want to be involved, but you just, you know, you have other commitments, whatever, and you just don't have quite as much time to dedicate to it as maybe you once did. And, you know, that there's been a lot of successful, you know, coaches that have come through Memorial, be it head or assistant. So, I mean, I'm sure that program will continue to be, you know, clicking on all cylinders. I know they've got some younger players set to come back next year, so they'll be right where they always are, I'm sure, and that's, you know, a fixture in the Big Rivers race and beyond.
Yeah. You know, back to you know, football coaches here and a little bit, I was thinking this the other day, because, you know, Memorial's going to be, they've last few years, kind of every couple years or a few years, have tried to find a new coach or, you know, had to replace one. And I was just thinking, you know, it's like, not everybody is almost, you know, not every situation is like a Chuck Rakevich, right, in your neck of the
right,
woods.
Right, or for a long time, Joe Labuda.
Joe Labuda, like, right, exactly. Yes. What, Chuck's 50 years now?
He's I believe this is going to be coming up year 37 in Chippewa. It was year 50 last year as a coach in
general. As a coach in general.
But still, yeah, I mean, almost 40 years in one spot it's unheard of.
Right, exactly. So,
And there are some obviously there's going to be some changes this year with Memorial as well, moving to the Wisconsin Valley.
That's right.
Yeah, not the Mississippi Valley. That's down south. But the Wisconsin Valley with both them and Eau Claire North. And, you know, that's, you know, there's some changes there too. And obviously, you know, we've talked about that in the past with the conference realignment, which, remember, this fall is another round of that. So we have some tweaks in the Big Rivers and in the Dunn-St. Croix and then the Lakeland and the Heart of North. But the one conference out there, I think around here, that really has no changes is the Clover Belt.
Okay.
But that'll be that. That's so you might have to learn some new conference foes for your respective favorite team come August.
Yeah. Speaking of Clorbelt and that, let's go to baseball here. I know Regis, they had a grand slam walk-off last
night.
Right,
yeah, big comeback last night against Bloomer to rally, I think, with five or six in the final in the bottom of the seventh. You know, and you mentioned it, a grand slam to win it there for the Ramblers. So, I mean, you know, the Big Rivers, or not the Big Rivers, well, the Big Rivers too, but the Western Clorbelt still early in the year. You know, yep. Mother Nature is a... especially Tuesday, too, kind of bumped it back a little bit. But, you know, Regis off to an unbeaten start in conference play, getting that big win. Osseo Fairchild and Bloomer, the team that Regis beat, kind of on their tail there. So, you know, when we talk about this in a couple weeks, it's going to look a lot different because, you know, the baseball and softball games kind of pile up quick. But Regis got a lot of new faces this year, but also still some familiar ones from the success they've had the last few years for Coach Andy Neese. So,
yeah. Then, you know, speaking of Big Rivers, I know North had a walk-off last night. They split the doubleheader over there, too, but you had a couple walk-offs.
This, the Big Rivers, it's this is going to be, I think, a very, very competitive conference, especially at the top. Like, I don't know if there's necessarily going to be, like, one team that kind of separates itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you mentioned North, they're 3-1, they're... You know, they're right now, they're kind of at the top there, but, you know, Hudson's up there too. But yesterday, Chippewa and Hudson split a doubleheader. You know, the first 2 weeks, Chippewa's played River Falls and Hudson, two usual heavyweights in the conference, and they've split them both. And they've been extremely competitive games. They're games that, you know, Chippewa won one, one lost one against both, but they could have almost done the opposite in the game. Like, there were just kind of crazy comebacks. I think this is going to be one of those years in the Big Rivers because you're seeing that with other games too. River Falls, or Menominee and Rice Lake split two games yesterday, and one was like a 13-12 game, and the other one was like a 3-1 game. Like, it's just, I think this is just gonna be one of those years where every game you go into, if you get out of it with a win, you feel good because it's just like every game is gonna kind of be a grind.
Yeah,
you know, there's no one dominant team everyone points to and says, okay, that's the team we gotta try to beat. Like, everyone has an opportunity every time they play, and that's gonna make it really interesting.
Right. Softball wise, I know you were watching some softball yesterday.
I was. It's very. I was in Windy Stanley, which it was windy everywhere. So I guess I can't just say it was windy in Stanley. But Bloomer picked up a 15-5 win over Stanley Boyd. Elsewhere in the conference yesterday, McDonald beat Regis, and Thorpe picked up a 10-9 win over Cadott in a game with plenty of home runs. I mean, it seems like when Thorpe and Cadott get together, there's always a ton of home runs in their high scoring games. But that was one where I think three home runs between the two teams. There was one when I was in Stanley yesterday. So. You know, the Western Clover Belts, Tuesday, McDonald and Fall Creek were supposed to play. That game got canceled, obviously, or postponed with the weather, and they'll be playing a doubleheader next Friday at Casper Park. That's going to be a big one for the, you know, for the Western Clover Belt race. Right now, you've got McDonald, Cadott, and Thorpe still, you know, those are kind of the three teams jockeying for position at the top of the conference, and they'll all be playing each other here these next few weeks.
Okay.
So, as Mother Nature cooperates and bumps that weather up a little bit, we can get, you know, consistent, you know, 3 and 4 game weeks in. Mm-hmm. You know, these conference title pictures are going to really start to crystallize really quickly.
Right. I know the other night, too, you were watching some soccer. I know that's going
yes,
on.
Yes, that was, yes, Saturday was a soccer Saturday for me. So, yeah. Yesterday, Eau Claire Memorial picked up a 5-1 win over Chippewa. And last weekend, also McDonald Regis, I watched them play to a tie with Menominee. So, that season is well underway. Track is going right now, too. I think, you know, we've had some, you know, good-sized meet so far, but I think really next week is you kind of start to see them pick up. I know, you know, next week McDonald hosts this annual Father Mac Relays, which is always a big event for them at DeRay Field. You've got the week after that, Bloomer hosting the Dave Landgraf Invite, which is a big meet as far as, you know, teams in this area go. You see a lot of the really good teams there. So once we hit the latter half of April here, the outdoor season really starts to get into gear.
Same for golf, would you say, too,
yeah,
a little bit?
Yeah. And the Big Rivers has had a couple meets so far. The last one they had was Monday at Lake Halley. I think River Falls was one of the team competition there. But the Western Clover Belt has had a couple of meets as well. They actually were one of the rare sports that got one in on Tuesday because they were able to beat the rain. So Bloomer off to a really good start there. I mean, they bring back their entire starting lineup from a team that made sectionals last year. So, you know, Bloomer's kind of early on looking like they could be the class of the conference there, but you've got a Cadott team that returns some good talent there as well. So those will really kind of kick into overdrive here as well. You know, you don't, you know, outdoor track and golf, you really don't have a lot scheduled sometimes in the middle part of April, just because I think teams are trying to make sure that you don't have to suddenly schedule, you know, either three different track meets or three different golf meets if you can help it,
right,
if the weather does not cooperate, which it often won't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now as we kind of, and this weekend's kind of a quieter weekend as far as high school stuff goes. There's a lot of schools that have proms this weekend, so they generally don't like to double that up.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you've had some of these weekends that'll be coming up. They'll have a fair amount of high school stuff going on, but this weekend really isn't one of them.
Gotcha. Well, there's a lot of blue, gold, and stout action.
There we go. You can make up for it. You got a lot of college stuff going on.
Exactly.
Looks like some good weather, so you can get out and see it.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of Eau Claire versus stout action.
Even better.
Too. So, baseball is going to be going up against each other for both stouts and the blue golds. So, baseball is going to be in Menominee. We also got lacrosse, both squads going at it in Menominee, too. Stout softball is going up against Platteville this weekend, it looks like. Got for the Blue Golds here. Going through a little bit here. Yep. They got golf going on here, too. Both men's and women's teams are in action. You've got both the track teams are going to be in lacrosse for the Phil Esten Challenge over there at the lacrosse facility, too. So, for all the schedules coming up for the Blue Golds, you can just head to bluegolds.com and check out the latest episode of the Rolling with the Golds podcast up there, too, where we got to chat for a while with head coach Leslie Huntington for the softball team. Speaking of which, softball, I know, just split the other day against lacrosse in their makeup game because that got postponed. So baseball-wise for Stout, too, they were going up against lacrosse. And they fell to lacrosse, but lacrosse baseball is one of the better ones in the country too. Number 10, I think, was last I saw them ranked over there. So, all right, Brandon, really quick, Carpet City Flooring Center local spotlights on here. I know we got a few potential options.
We
over
do,
here,
we, especially in the spring. I don't think we're ever short on options, but we're gonna go with Bloomer Girls Track. Last night they picked up a team meet victory in Colfax. Actually did the same thing on Monday in Neillsville. A really deep and talented group of athletes. Last night, Micaiah Kempe, who was going to run track, I believe River Falls, won three events individually. They've got a really good class of freshmen there, but they've also got some seniors as well that are, including Kempe, that are scoring a bunch of points. And that's a, you know, that's a Bloomer team that I think, you know, they've got the depth, and that's always what it takes to kind of score points in track and field. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, the upcoming Landgraf invite. That's going to be kind of a big meet to kind of gauge them maybe against some of the other good teams in the conference, like a Fall Creek, who, you know, is always strong as well. So, but yeah, they're off to a really good start. So we're going to go Bloomer Girls Track and Field.
I think Bloomer Tony will be happy.
There, I got to meet Bloomer Tony last week, so I'm getting in all the good graces right now. But yeah, definitely well deserved. And that's a team that, you know, once we get into, you know, later April, especially into May and maybe early June, I think we're going to be talking a lot about when it comes to track and field.
All right. Good stuff there.